boat approaches the island, a feeling of isolation from the world. Yet somehow I am overwhelmed by a sense that my arrival is expected. The jetty dotted with figures. My eyes focus on a man. Tall, dark, compelling. The realization. I am no longer alone. The island house of the man from the jetty. A clutter of pictures. Large canvases. Scraps of paper. Oils. Watercolors. Sketches in chalk and charcoal. Doodles in pencil and ink.
You are an artist.
They're ideas. Expressed through making marks on paper or canvas. A way of holding back some fleeting line, rhythm, mood or shape from the brink of oblivion. You are interested in art?
This castle. Ivy-clad towers and turrets. This portrait of a raven-haired girl. And this youth, with eyes the colour of violets. The colour of my eyes.
Yes. Yes, I noticed.
I have been on a long journey. But now I have arrived, it's as if my past, my future, my whole being and reason
are here, in this place. Your coming may make sense of all these lines and marks and daubs of paint. Will you tell me your story?
It would have to begin with this painting.
That miniature? A cluttered bedroom, filled with flickering light and dancing shadows, guttering candles and fluttering birds.
Well?
Your ladyship?
The doctor's verdict.
The child, you mean?
Yes, Prunesquilla, what is it?
Oh, a boy, your ladyship. Unquestionably, a boy. A boy. An heir to the House of Groan.
A boy.
Oh, yes, Lady Gertrude. Most decidedly.
Then call him Titus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?